Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Got our matchup, and we will be downtown tomorrow with you, John and Jim, from 2 to 5:30. Padres-Braves, game one of a three-game series, is Tuesday at Petco Park. We didn't know until 25 hours out, but Atlanta survives. They get a split against the New York Mets, and a lot of the variables outside the Padres' control went their way. The doubleheader played today. Chris Sale likely unavailable for this upcoming series. Bullpen of Atlanta taxed. Even their starting pitching and the rotation is a question mark heading into game one. Will they use Max Fried on 3 days rest or not? It appears as if it's unlikely. So a lot to react to here on the wrap-up show. We cannot wait. And if you are here live or on replay, please subscribe. Year-round content for Padres fans. The best time of the year is here. The calendar flips to October at midnight. So please subscribe. Smash the like button for us. Follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. We get to every single super chat here tonight. If you want to support the channel, you can click the dollar sign below the chat box. If you want to control the direction of the conversation, if you want to see your comment on screen, if you just want to support, click that dollar sign below the chat box. If you want to become a member, click join. But we saw a fascinating game one between Atlanta and New York that went back and forth. And then we saw Atlanta just do enough to win in game two. And we know the matchup. Braves, Padres. Padres won the season series, Jim, 4-3. And they'll meet for a best of three series beginning tomorrow at 5:38.
It sets up really well for the Padres when you like look at all the variables and everything that's come out of the last couple of days. I mean, if this was a straight up series where you had Sale, Fried, and like who's the guy that pitched today? Schwickelbach, or is there what his name is?
Schwellen something.
Schwellenbach.
Schwellenbacher.
Schwellenbacher. I don't know. Anyway. Against the Padres straight up, like I still would pick the Padres to win the series, but that series would scare the hell out of me, especially a 3-game series.
Oh yeah.
And that's not going to happen. So most likely you're not going to see Sale. I'd have to see it till I believe it. Right. Where when the postseason wildcard rosters come out tomorrow, and if Chris Sale is truly not on the postseason roster for the Braves, then you'll know, okay, he's not pitching. But until I see that, I'm still going to hold out a little bit of skepticism that he might pitch in this series.
Yeah,
and Fried going potentially on 3 days rest tomorrow.
Like, I don't see it.
I don't see that. And if he does go on 3 days rest, the last time he faced the Padres did very well against him. Now, again, this was like 4 months ago. But yeah, if it was straight up, and I think you feel the same way, if it was straight up and everybody was on the same rest, Braves were in the same situation as the Padres, where they had a couple days to figure out the rotation and rest some guys and get things ready to go, get the bullpen all set, the series would scare the hell out of me. But this is totally different because of how the Braves have been playing and going into the series.
Yeah, no, I would not like the matchup at all, contingent on Chris Sale pitching and starting in game one. And if the Braves are truly like the healthy team that people thought in the preseason and had like Ronald Acuna, who obviously is out, I mean, it's a completely different conversation, but that's not where they are. You know, they're without one of their best players. Yes, I know they won a World Series in 2021 without him. They're without Chris Sale, who was the Triple Crown winner in the National League for pitchers at an 18-3 record. And Mark Bowman, who covers the Braves, is reporting Ian Anderson, AJ Smith, Schauffer, or Bryce Elder are the top candidates to start game one. He says Anderson has some of the best postseason numbers of all time, but he hasn't pitched in the majors since 2022. So that's the state of the Braves. But we spent a lot of time on this today, and I want to make this point like abundantly clear. And I know Padres fans feel the same way. I mean, it's not like the Padres franchise is the type that has just rolled over, or excuse me, steamrolled through opponents in their postseason's history. So nobody's going into this like, hey, we're guaranteed to win the World Series. But this is not the series to look past. And even though the odds, I think, from the outside would be stacked against Atlanta, we understand the dynamics at play. It's a 3-game series. They've been in the postseason 7 consecutive years. They have a formidable lineup, even if it's underperformed a lot this year, like Matt Olson. They do have one of the game's best pitchers when on in Max Fried. They have a quality bullpen that's been taxed right now. So, you know, I'm optimistic, but I'm also understanding that it is baseball. And I think it was Bryce Miller that maybe wrote tonight, you got to remember that baseball is a fickle sport, and it just is. So Michael King, by the way, has earned the game one start, which is an incredible story. If you go back 8 months to the trade, King, Soto, lowering the payroll, who would have ever envisioned it in a million years? By the way, we see the memberships, we see the supers, we'll get to them in a moment. So thank you so much, guys, for your support of the channel. But who would have ever envisioned it? Game one winners in the postseason in the wild card round. There have been 8 of them in 2022 and 2023. Game one winners are 8-0. So all the games are massive. It's critically important. And Michael King gets the ball in game one for San Diego.
Yeah, I like the Michael King decision. I mean, there's a lot of like ways you could justify it. One being the easiest is that he's been their most consistent pitcher all year long. He's been damn good. And to give him the start in game one, you take away the like nervousness of potentially pitching with the season on the line. And you kind of backload like, okay, if we do get to that situation where the season is on the line, well, we have Dylan Cease and Joe Musgrove. But I have a lot of confidence in Michael King going forward. He has not faced the Braves this year. He hasn't faced many of the Braves at all. Like, his career splits and stats versus everybody in that lineup for the Braves. I mean, I think Jorge Soler might have the most at bats against Michael King in his career, and it's eight. Now he's 0-for-8, but still, like, that's, I think, the most at bats anybody in that lineup has against Michael King in their career. One of the reasons why, I mean, Michael King, this is his first year as a full-time starter. I probably didn't see much of the Braves, obviously, with the Yankees. So, I mean, it's kind of like a oh, you're throwing a complete unknown on us type of situation. If you're the Braves, right? You're like, hey, you're throwing a guy that we don't really see much in Michael King, and a guy who's had a fantastic year. So I get the reasoning, like, if that's part of it, and I'm sure there's others as factors as well. But I mean, I'm not going to be surprised. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was a little surprised when King was announced today.
Yeah, I was too. We did then the deeper dive and said, you know what? If you're going to start him in the series, it kind of makes sense to be game one. It's not a decisive game. He wouldn't be pitching with a chance to potentially, you know, have you go through or have your season end. Not that he's not capable of being on the mound in that game. But even if you did drop game one, not ideal, like I just said, teams that win game one are 8-0 in the wild card series in 2022 and 2023, you would have Joe Musgrove at home, who's come through in big spots, and then you would have Dylan Cease, who has that swing and miss stuff that is among the best in baseball. Now, the Atlanta, here's the one thing I would say, Jim, that has changed for Atlanta in the last 12 hours. They went from the team that had everything to lose to now the team that has everything to gain. They were playing for their postseason lives. They had to get in. The disaster scenario could have played out hours ago. They could have lost two games. They'd be out. That could have played out today. It didn't. They lost a heartbreaking game one that they never should have lost in a million years. Mets rolled over in game two, as expected. Sat starters, pitched Joey Lucchese, and the Braves found a way to win that game. I would imagine in Atlanta, in that clubhouse heading into the doubleheader, it was tight. It was uneasy. They understood that they had to get something to go their way to move on. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I don't know if it's fully true house money, a team that won the 2021 World Series and has been in the postseason seven consecutive years, but I would be loose and free. They've been beleaguered with their bullpen. They've got pitching injuries, and they got in game 162. From that point on, it's like you went from a team that was doing everything in your power to find a way, and now you're in. It's like whatever happens from here on out, if you're Atlanta, is probably a net positive. If you can move on, that's going to be considered a great result for Atlanta. They will be an underdog in this series. So a lot of times it's about, like in sports, about, are you the hunter or are you being hunted? And I would say right now, the Padres are going to be hunted in the National League. They got to pretend like they're the hunter heading into this series, because I think Atlanta, now the shoe's on the opposite foot, and I think they're now in that hunter mentality. I don't think they're going to be tight at all heading into this series on a couple hours rest. Strap it and wrap it, game on, is how I look at it from the Atlanta perspective.
Well, why would they be? I mean, they're not going to be favored in the series. If you have like a hodgepodge of pitchers out there in game one that maybe even Braves fans are like, who the hell is this guy? Right? I mean, why would you feel like, oh, the pressure's on? Because it's not. The pressure's not on the Braves. It's truly on the Padres. They have home field. They have everything lined up how they want it lined up. And they have a rested team ready to go. So that, from that standpoint, yeah, it is scary, because how many times have the Padres been in situations where they've been like the favorites and they've been the front running team, and how's that worked out for them? Like, it just, back in 2022, I think they were the favorites going to the NLCS. They lost game one. Zach Wheeler shoved, 1-0. Great pitching performance. You know what happened in that series? 2023. The team was one of the favorites to win the World Series. We know what happened. I'm not trying to scare Padres fans. I'm just saying, like, be ready for anything. And I feel like going into the series being like, easy. We're going to play the Dodgers on Saturday. Not the best of mindsets, because of it's baseball. I mean, this isn't basketball where you can have the best player and you'll feel good about that. Football kind of same way, because it's a one game thing, and anything can happen there, and injuries and blah blah blah. But baseball is the one sport where you could like legitimately have the far and away best team in baseball and not and still like get outed in the first round.
Yeah. Again, we like their chances. I feel good. I hope and expect them to win tomorrow, but we have to expect all possible results heading into this thing. All postseason, from winning the World Series to a tough game one against the Atlanta Braves. I think everything is possible. The Beef, thank you so much for a very generous super chat to get us started here tonight. Again, if you are here, if you wouldn't mind subscribing, we are, I don't know, a couple of dozen subscribers away from 7,200 for the channel. We got to get there by game one. It's just good karma.
30 away.
Okay, 30 away. Just good karma. So seriously, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe, whether you're here live or on replay. Let's get to 7,200 tonight. I know Ben Fadden is here. He's got 7,200 subscribers.
Who? So,
exactly. The Beef, thank you for the super chat. If you want to support the channel, click the dollar sign below the chat box. He says, just want to say love you, boys. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Love you, too. What a ride. What a year. Here's to the postseason. Sky's the limit, and I have so much faith they can get it done. My Pepto, beer, puke bag, and noose are ready for all outcomes. Okay, let's stay away from you know, balconies. LFGSD. Postseason, man. I will say this. There is nothing more enjoyable in sports than a deep baseball postseason run. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. It's all-encompassing. It plays out over weeks. It's each and every day. There could be like a dozen-plus games, right? Two dozen games, I guess, over four series. So nothing like it. Let's hope we get to experience that. We get to see two, three, four rounds of postseason baseball because there really is nothing like it when a team gets going in October, and hopefully that's the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, and I see people in the chat like, Jim, you're making me nervous. Here, okay, I understand. I'm not trying to make you nervous. I'm just telling you like kind of how I feel about just postseason baseball in general. Just how, regardless of how good you are, it's going to be nerve-wracking. Now, maybe the Padres go out there and they say, yeah, that you no. And they win 7-0 and 6-2, yeah. Right? And it's an easy sweep. Everybody's celebrating. And then we're getting ready for the big boy test against the Dodgers. Maybe that's what happens. But, and that's the dream scenario. You would love that. And things have fallen the Padres' way here. And just a reminder, in the second half, they're 43. Let me get that right. Yeah, they're 43-20. Last game of the season to me. Whatever. But 43-20.
Really, yeah, I would say they're almost 42-18.
41-18, really.
Whatever the math is. Yeah.
Or 41-19. Yeah, 41-19 in the second half in games that mattered. And they have become an incredibly good home team. When the beginning of the year, they were not a good home team. They're finished their record with 45-36 at home. They have, 11 or 12 walk-offs this year? There's been so many. I forget.
I think it's 10, but yeah, a lot.
10 or 11. They've had 10 or 11 walk-offs. I wish I knew that top of my head. And the pitching is set up perfectly. You know, I think, if anything, you couldn't ask for a better scenario. Now, when you look at the matchups as well, if the Braves throw out a right-handed pitcher tomorrow, the Padres eat up right-handed pitching. It would be kind of idiotic if the Braves decided to go with a right-handed pitcher tomorrow, in my opinion. And also, the Padres eat up shitty pitching. Like average pitching, the Padres do really well against. This year, Padres hitting 272 against right-handers, and they just are one of the best hitting teams in baseball in the second half and all year long.
They have favorable – I mean, they've got what they want. I mean, there was somehow a doubleheader on the Monday after the season that nobody could have forecasted a week ago, mm-hmm. if not for a hurricane. And then you get those teams being taxed through the second game, and you look at the bullpen usages, and there's no question the Padres have the advantage. I mean, there's no question, but the advantage isn't the end-all be-all. I mean, even if you have a 60% chance of moving on, that means you have a 40% chance that you don't. I like the way it sets up for San Diego. I think – hopefully Manny Machado is due for a big postseason. Hopefully the rotation does what it does. And they have more than enough in their bullpen. That even with the Robert Suarez dynamic, they have more than enough in their bullpen. So hopefully it starts off on the right foot for the Padres tomorrow at 5:38. The Beef, thank you for that first super chat. Thank you for becoming a member as well. If you want custom emojis and badges, click the join button down below. All right, let's get back to some of these super chats here. Click the dollar sign below the chat box. Padres, Braves, game one at 5:38. Join us tomorrow from the Knotty Barrel. Swing by, say hello if you're on your way to the stadium, or just stay there if you want to watch the game and you don't have tickets. We're there from 2 to 5:30, getting you ready for the game. So join us tomorrow. Kevin Acey is going to be on the show. I think Marty Caswell is going to join us on the show. We'll have great guests for you. There's great food and drink over there, indoor, outdoor, 9th and Market, 2 blocks away from Petco Park, if that. We'll be there all day. Get there early. It's a 5:38 start and join us. Victor 53, thank you so much for the super chat. He says, boys have to be locked in and get it done with runners in scoring position. This is an amazing point. In a short series like that, you could have 11 hits in a game and lose 6-2 if you're 1-for-11 with men in scoring position, and so on and so forth. So they've been a good team, I want to say. I don't have numbers in front of me with men in scoring position, but like all teams, you can't be good in all games. So it's a fair point. It's like, can they cash in on opportunities? They certainly should have them against whomever's pitching in game one for Atlanta. So when you get men in scoring position, can you capitalize? Could be the difference between winning and losing tomorrow.
Yeah, as a team overall, they hit, I think, 270 with runners in scoring position.
Good.
That's freaking amazing. I mean, last year they were like 210. I don't want to mention last year's team anymore, but
yeah, exactly.
This year's team has been really good, especially in the second half. With when a runner's in scoring position, they find a way to get that run home. The Dodgers series last week was not good, but I feel like the Diamondbacks series kind of erased that a little bit, where Friday night they did really well. Saturday was a nothing game, but they still put up 5 runs in the ninth inning there. And obviously we know what Sunday was, which was meaningful or not meaningful at all. The way to advance in the postseason in postseason baseball comes down to two simple things: pitching and timely hitting. Like, that is postseason baseball right there. If you can get timely hitting and you have good pitching, you're gonna make a run. You know, it's just as simple as that. That's how simple I can simplify things here. And Michael King, another thing to not freak Padres fans out, but give them confidence. Michael King, his last 4 starts, has a 1.57 ERA. He's been incredible in September and all year long. So pitching, defense, timely hitting, you get the job done. If you told me right now, tomorrow, John, they're, I don't know, 4-for-11 with runners in scoring position, I would say they probably win that game.
Yeah, I mean, 4-for-11, whatever the math is like 370, and 4 hits with men in scoring position, plus maybe a solo home run, you know, or a double with a man on first, should result in 4, 5, 6 runs, and hopefully that's enough for Michael King. Now, I would say this too. We mentioned the 3 possible starters for the Braves, what we're led to believe, and we'll see about Chris Sale, but whether it's Ian Anderson, AJ Smith, Shauver, or Bryce Elder, look, listen to this. Anderson hasn't been in the big league since 2022. AJ Smith Shauver made 1 appearance this year. One. And he went 4 1/3 innings, didn't allow a run. Bryce Elder this year, in 49 2/3 innings, has a 6.52 ERA. They're all right-handers. Those may be their options. Two guys that haven't appeared in the big leagues and a guy with a 6.5. You're going to be a heavy favorite if that is the matchup. If that becomes announced, one of those three guys starts, and they'll go, I don't know, I guess a bullpen game. In game one, Padres are going to be heavy favorites in game one. It's essentially a must with Max Fried potentially going in game two. In fact, he will be going in game two if he's not going in game one. Game one becomes a must. If that's who they're throwing against you and you got Max Fried in game two, you have to win the game.
Yeah. And like I said, the thing that this Padres team has done really well this year is beat up on average pitching. They just are so good at it. When they face some top level starters, yeah, it can get dicey. Or a left-hander that's a crafty lefty and whatnot, some guy they haven't seen before, but especially right-handed pitching, and especially just like average dudes with a high ERA. I mean, good luck. I mean, this lineup just
eats
right-handed pitching, average right-handed pitching up.
I agree.
And so if that's what the Braves are going to do tomorrow, yeah, the Padres be like heavily, heavily favored, and good luck. I truthfully think if that's the case, I mean, we could be looking at a game one blowout potentially with the Padres if those are the one of the, you know, if they go with one of those three guys.
Well, relax. Padres are minus 160 without the pitching matchup being officially announced. The Padres are, which is a heavy favorite. That's a very nice postseason favorite. So the Padres are a heavy favorite in game one. Talon, thank you so much for the super. I probably shouldn't have brought this up, but appreciate your support of the channel. I'm not going to read it, but
no
thank
hate.
You.
We don't hate. No hate on. No hate on.
No, no, no hate. Come on, this is no hate this time of year.
There's no hate
this time of year. Bring it all together. No SJL Stevens, thank you, man, for the generous super chat. Appreciate your support of the channel with the membership. He says, King Musgrove Cease with you in the holster and our bullpen. Atlanta is worried. I don't know if Atlanta's worried. And I'm being honest when I say it. I just don't. I mean, are they concerned? I think they're fortunate and probably grateful that they're in. I think it's a tough matchup based on everything that we're saying for Atlanta. I think it would be improbable based on what we're all feeling and saying. I don't know if they're worried. I really have no idea. And again, this is a team that has been through the battles. Atlanta has been in a lot. Now, they haven't really made far runs other than 2021 in recent history, but the Olsons of the world and the Albies, and these guys have been around the block. Chris Sale, he might not pitch. Max Fried, these guys have been in the postseason a ton in their careers.
Yeah, I don't think the Braves, because of everything that's against them, right? Potentially no Sale, a bullpen day game one with a bunch of randos out there, dead tired. I bet you they either just landed or they're still flying.
They're not here. They're not here yet.
Okay, so they're still flying. They're not even here in San Diego yet. They had a celebration after game two.
Yeah.
All of that being said, I don't think anybody in that clubhouse is being like, you know what? It's just forfeit. I mean, what's the point? We're down Sale. We don't have a game one starter. Our bullpen's
tagged. Spencer Strider's been out all year.
We don't have Acuna. Yeah, Strider's out. Like, let's just pack it up. We'll go to San Diego. We'll hang out at the beaches, and we'll, you know, see what happens. That's not happening. Not in the big leagues. And so I'm picking the Padres to win this series. I think that they're going to win this series, but
I agree.
I mean, there is some scary matchups on the Braves that make you go like, do I close my eyes right now or what? Because Marcelo Ozuna,
can wreck the whole series. Marcelo Ozuna could wreck the whole series. He's the type of guy that's capable of hitting two home runs in a game. Matt Olson, despite a down year, is capable of having seven total bases in a game. Padres have those guys too, though, thankfully.
Ozzie Albies, Jorge Soler that they picked up midseason. Travis d'Arnaud for them has come up with a lot of clutch hits.
I got a veteran group, you know.
They do. They have a veteran group, but the Padres are catching them at the right time, and you know, game one means everything tomorrow. You, like you said, John, you win game one, you're most likely going to win the series. So winning game one is so crucial, and it sets up perfectly for you. And you got to go out there and you got to play good baseball. Luckily, they didn't have a week off, because the week off thing is always tricky.
Mm-hmm. I would hate the week off right now.
I would absolutely hate the week off.
Yeah,
it would make me more nervous every single day, especially going up against a team who just won a series in the wild card round, and we will see how, you know, they would have played. But like, for me, everything has been set up really good for the Padres. They just got to not trip over themselves here.
That's exactly right.
Kind of.
Omar, appreciate the support with the super chat, guys. If you're here, please subscribe. 27 subscribers away from 7,200. Let's make this a memorable postseason. Please subscribe. Year-round content for Padres fans. This is the best time of year. And thank you for your support of the channel like this from Omar. If you want to become a member, click join down below. If you want to contribute with the super and have your comment on screen or control the direction here, click the dollar sign below the chat box. He says, start a petition to send Jim to the moon.
Oh, okay.
I don't hate that. Mova Globes has moon globes.
Yeah. Send me to the moon. And by the time I get back, we'll be celebrating a parade downtown.
I think he's thinking one-way ticket. You can just watch the World Series from the moon.
Do you think I could do the wrap-up show from the moon? That'd be a crazy, like, wrap-up show. Like, we've done some crazy wrap-up shows. You got almost kicked out of a hotel. Dude. I was doing a show outside of a AutoZone. Mm-hmm. You had a bird one time in your wrap-up show. And
I did.
I had cockroaches one time.
You had cockroaches, right?
Yeah, internet problems, drunk Jim.
We've been through a little bit of everything.
But, I mean, truthfully, a moon wrap-up show? Like, if I was on the moon?
Oh, remember you joined from a train in Switzerland?
Oh, a train from Switzerland? Could you imagine I join you from the moon? I'm like, dude!
The ball really carries. The ball really carries here.
I'm like, I just hit a 1,000-yard drive. Oh.
Tank, appreciate your support of the channel by becoming a member. If you guys want custom emojis, I think there's a Jim Sucks emoji for Omar, who said, start a petition to send Jim to the moon. We don't have that, but we do have Jim Sucks emojis, maybe, or Jim's an idiot. I don't even know. But if you want to become a member, click the join button down below. Great way to support the channel. We'll get back to this conversation. Padres Braves game one. Of course, we'll have a wrap-up show for you tomorrow night after game one. We're thinking 9:30 probably, regardless of when the game ends. And we'll be live on John and Jim. Come join us from the Naughty Barrel from 2 to 5:30 tomorrow. Get there early. Come say hi. Hang out. Great food and drinks. We'll have, I don't know if we have prizes, but stickers, things. Who knows? Please support our title sponsor as well here on the wrap-up show, Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance. He's been with us since the launch of the channel over 3 years ago, something like 37, 38, 39 months ago. So thank you, Mark, for your longtime support of the channel. If you have an insurance need, let Mark take care of it. Auto, home, renters, life. I've got earthquake and life and homeowners insurance with Mark, and you can as well. And just by switching your insurance, he could save you $750 or more. And then if you ever need him, like I did a couple of years ago to file a claim, he's going to save you so much time and so much more money. So he's an amazing insurance agent. You could take that from us. He's a lifelong Padres fan, a native San Diegan. He'll give you free quotes online or by calling him. You can click the link in the description down below to get to his website, which you see on the screen. But if you support the channel, please support Mark Nimitz, the title sponsor of the wrap-up show.
Yeah, all his information is on that ticker below, mnimitz@farmersagent.com. When you reach out to our buddy Mark, who is fired up, let him know that John and Jim from the wrap-up show sent you.
Just envision right now what this atmosphere is going to be like tomorrow night.
Hold on. Everyone close watching eyes. Right now, unless you're driving. I want everybody.
Close your eyes if you're driving. Yeah,
close your eyes.
Unless you're in bed, because you might fall asleep.
That's okay, too.
How many times have we put people to sleep on this podcast? 10,000?
Probably a lot. Continue, John, with what you're going to say.
Okay, so close your eyes. I've done it. Imagine the rally towels. Mm. Imagine the brown and gold.
Mm.
Imagine Gallagher Square.
Mm.
Imagine the noise.
Mm.
Envision the warm temperatures and the sun setting.
Mm.
And envision the Padres scoring early.
Mm.
On a Manny Machado home run.
Mm.
Dude, what are you doing?
I'm envisioning.
Lord. It's just going to be awesome. Yeah. I forget who it was yesterday that said that Petco's it's Boston Garden. it's a bit extreme, like 1980s or Boston Garden or like 1950s Boston Garden, right. But it's a good home field advantage. I mean, it really is. It doesn't always result in wins. We've talked about that in 2023 and 2024, but it's going to be 99% Padres fans. What Braves fan had planned on making the trip or coming to this game? 50 people? 100 people, 200 people. It's going to be all Padres fans, and it's going to be unbelievable. I think gates open 2 hours or 2.5 hours before first pitch. They announced that today. Do we have that info?
Yeah, I got the info here.
They've got rally towels.
Here we go. Yeah, they got rally towels tomorrow. Gallagher Square is going to open up at 3 p.m. All remaining gates to the ballpark and access to seating bowl will open up at 3:30, so 2 hours before first pitch. There's a postseason pregame party in Gallagher Square prior to each game, beginning 2.5 hours before first pitch at 3 p.m. Until the game begins.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's going to be absolutely insane. And this is just the beginning. You know, like, imagine a World Series downtown. We're going ahead a little bit.
Yeah, relax, buddy.
I'm just saying, like, this is the start, and it's going to get crazy. So get your butt downtown.
By the way, tomorrow will include a flyover by two Navy F-18 fighter jets.
Mm-hmm.
A surprise guest will throw out the game ceremonial first pitch.
I have a guess on who that surprise person will
be. Does it rhyme with Larrick Mosmer?
No, does not.
And San Diego Coast Guard Petty Officer First Class Mike Gallagher will perform God Bless America in the seventh inning stretch.
I think that there's a couple people. Now, again, as you go on, right, the names will get bigger and bigger for like a first pitch, right?
Because you got to always hold back.
Still, I think it would be very, very fitting to have the person who threw out the first pitch at Petco game one at Petco Park this year throw out the first pitch for game one of the postseason. And that would be Shiel Seidler.
That would be good.
That to me would be amazing. And I think, you know, seeing her being active a lot on social media for the last couple weeks, seeing how much like love that Padres fans are pouring in, I think that Shiel throwing at the first pitch would be like perfect way to kick off a postseason run potentially.
Love that. Yeah, that would be terrific. There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about it. All right, let's get back to some of these super chats. Guys, if you're here, subscribe. We're not leaving unless there's 7,200 subscribers, and you'll never see us again if there's not 7,200 subscribers by the end of the night. This is the end of the channel unless 27 people subscribe.
We delete the channel before game one of the postseason.
Bye.
Our biggest, like, you know, time in wrap-up show history potentially.
Brewers wrap-up show starts tomorrow night. Make sure to subscribe. HBBBV, thank you for your support. He says, Jim, Otani likes to go to, well, we'd have to change this actually to Hamul in Mickey Mouse voice.
Get to Hamul Casino. It's fun above all else. Tony Gwynn Sports Pub. Amazing.
Yay.
Oh, boy. I love me some Hamul. I love me some Tony Gwynn Sports Pub. Oh, boy.
You're an idiot. Bro Duke, thank you. He says Green Day had a rabbit mascot wearing a Padres jersey at their show at Petco on Saturday. There it is. The missing piece. It's done. Why are we even talking about this game?
Should I just put everything's like, fine? Like Padres win World Series? Just like,
yeah, just put them into game three of the World Series with two games to the lead. Let's just start there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. I like that. Looked like a cool atmosphere this weekend, seriously, for Green Day. Saw a lot of social media stuff on that.
Hope the field's okay.
No, it's what's that?
So I was going to say, I hope the field's okay, but it is. I saw it today.
Don't say that.
It's fine. Everything's great. It looks perfect.
What else did we... Okay, by the way, have we even touched on the rotation beyond King?
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
All eyes are on Ohio, and the power of our votes has never mattered more for shaping the future of our nation and stopping radical Bernie Moreno's extremist agenda from rolling back our rights. Our civil rights are on the line. Our reproductive rights are on the line. Our voting rights are on the line. Senator Sherrod Brown believes in our shared freedoms, our American values, and our right to the American dream, not just for some of us, for all of us. That's why he's fought back against rising costs, capping the price of insulin, and introducing laws to crack down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. This November, let's stand with Sherrod Brown, a proven leader who has always put us first. Every single vote will matter this election. Vote to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
All eyes are on Ohio, and the power of our votes has never mattered more for shaping the future of our nation and stopping radical Bernie Moreno's extremist agenda from rolling back our rights. Our civil rights are on the line. Our reproductive rights are on the line. Our voting rights are on the line. Senator Sherrod Brown believes in our shared freedoms, our American values, and our right to the American dream. Not just for some of us, for all of us. That's why he's fought back against rising costs, capping the price of insulin, and introducing laws to crack down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. This November, let's stand with Sherrod Brown, a proven leader who has always put us first. Every single vote will matter this election. Vote to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Because it's Musgrove, no. Then Cease. Yeah. And if Yu Darvish appears in this series, it's the first time in his career, regular season or postseason, maybe other than a WBC appearance, but regular season or postseason, that he's ever appeared in relief. Did you see the note today that he was with the bullpen in the relievers game 162 in Arizona? On Sunday, he went out to the bullpen just to get like acclimated. So
I did not see that, no.
Honestly, I wouldn't be so. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't be surprised if he appeared in some capacity in the series. I really wouldn't. It doesn't have to be as a long guy. He could just appear with a lead. Seventh, eighth inning rolls around, and there's Yu Darvish.
I think the only way he appears is game three.
Okay.
I don't see it happening in game one. No chance. I don't see it happening in game two. I truthfully don't even see it happening in game three unless they're like depleted. But
well, then why is he on the roster? Just because
it's a safety net. Like for anything that happens, what if, I mean, knock on wood, what if a guy goes out there and a starter, I'm not going to say names, but like, what if a starter goes out there doing his warm up pitches, like, oh shit, I don't feel good. And what are they going to do?
And like, pukes on the field.
Not that kind of, I don't feel good. You know what I'm talking about. I don't think that he's going to be used this series. I could be wrong. I just don't know why you would use him out of the bullpen over Jason Adam or Tanner Scott.
Yeah, but what about the other guy? I mean, I agreed. When you get to an eighth or ninth inning, yeah, it's not going to be Yu Darvish, presumably. But, like, we've had questions about Robert Suarez. It's not like this thing has been perfect. Adam and Scott have been really, really good. Beyond that, there's been ups and downs of Suarez, Jeremiah Estrada.
Right now, we don't know what the roster looks like. But when we look at the bullpen, okay, give me the guys that you think are going to be used for high leverage when they have the lead. Who's your A-team?
I mean, the A-team is going to be in reverse order from best to worst options. I would probably just put Tanner Scott above Jason Adam because he'll probably get ninth innings. This is what I would do. Robert Suarez is probably getting the first ninth inning, but I would say my confidence is probably Scott, Adam. I'll just slot Suarez in third because I know they think he's at least a top three guy in that bullpen. And then Estrada, Morahone. Those are my five that I'm quote unquote trusting. I don't think they trust Brian Hoeing. He's never in high leverage spots, if you've noticed. They don't trust Yuki Matsui. Hasn't pitched since the Reagan administration, although he has, but you get the point. He pitched like two times in September. Some of the other pieces are nice. I mean, they have got some decent pieces out there, but they probably have five guys that they can rotate through in this three game series, which is more than enough. I mean, those guys can appear in all three games in theory, and certainly in two of the three games. I know that.
Like, their bullpen will be Suarez, Scott, Adam, Estrada, Morahone, I think they're going to put on, why am I, hold on, Brian Hoeing, I think Wandy Peralta is another guy. Just like another guy that you could have there. And then Yu Darvish, right? Yep. So that's eight.
Correct.
And then you got
King. Be a ninth.
And then the ninth person would probably be Yuki, right? Maybe? Or
let's take a look at this 40 man. I mean, have we met? Is Martin Perez on this roster?
I really remember I said Sean Reynolds is like the greatest pitcher since like ever. I mean, I know he's been pitched. I can't remember the last time he pitched, but I mean, the dude was freaking incredible when he was up here. You know, last time he pitched was a long time ago. It was August 30th. Okay. But I mean, he had 21 strikeouts in 11 innings pitched. I don't know why.
I mean, there's Alec Jacob.
Okay.
Same thing. There's Randy Vasquez. There's okay, Martin Yu Darvish's role.
Yu Darvish is the role of Vasquez or Perez. I just want flamethrowers coming out of the bullpen in a postseason series. Like, and I think Sean Reynolds is a guy who's a flamethrower. Now, I don't know if he would ever be used, right, in like a high leverage situation. Those guys are already set, but
The thing is, you got to have someone available, like Joe says, Matsui not pitching. You have to have someone available when you're down. You know, and again, in a three-game series, you don't want to be down. But like, I'll just the hypothetical being, let's say you're up one game to none, and then in game two, you're down 4-0 in the eighth inning. Who are you going to pitch? Or let's say you're in game one, down 6-0 in the sixth inning. I mean, you know, it's not always high leverage is the point. Not every game is a 1-2 or 3-run game with a lead. Yeah. Now, again, you got to put, you don't treat game one. You chase down postseason games. There's no punting.
No.
But there are examples where you're not using your top flight relievers for a reason. If a game becomes out of reach is the wrong term, but you're not going to use, Tanner Scott down 5-0 in the seventh inning tomorrow. It's not going to happen.
No.
So, you know, you just have to consider that. Like, you like to think that you're going to be in these close games with leads, and hopefully they will be, but there's got to be someone available in case something, to your point, kind of goes haywire or off, you know, and we'll see. I mean, a three-game series is a little less likely with that because you have to chase everything down. Your season's over in 2 days. But in a best-of-five or best-of-seven series, you're not only going to use your high-leverage guys because there's going to be a time when you're down in a game late, unfortunately.
Yeah, when you get into like the five and especially the seven game series, then these pitchers that we're talking about right now become more important, like a Matsui, a Sean Reynolds, a Jacob, you know, Wandy. Like, those guys become way more important because it's seven games, the long series. Three game series is different.
It's like you just got to use these guys.
Shorten everything. You're not sitting there being like, hey, Sean Reynolds, like, or Matsui or Peralta. No, you're shortening everything. It's like in basketball, it's like the rotations get smaller, like in a postseason game. It's like we're going to have a 7-man rotation instead of our 10-man rotation like we had. That's what happens in a short 3-game series. You tighten it up. You're not even really thinking about the last guy in the bullpen. You are thinking about, all right, we got four dudes and we're going to use them until we get the series win or not.
Yeah. 100%. All right, we're going to get back to this conversation in a moment. Do want to remind our viewers about our friends over at MOVA Globes, 5-month supporters of the wrap-up show, best record in baseball, I like to say. I don't know if it's true. MOVA Globes came on board, but if you want one of these or any of the other 29 Major League teams, these are officially licensed through Major League Baseball. This company is based in San Diego. This technology was invented in Cardiff by the Sea, lovely Cardiff by the Sea. In North County, these spin automatically with natural or artificial light all day long, all night long with artificial light. Spectacular products. They have more than just the MLB globes. They've got planetary globes. They've got so many cool things for you by clicking the link in the description down below. In addition to that, if you want 10% off, just use promo code PWS10 or PWS10. You're taking 10% off one of these puppies. There are no cords. There are no wires. They just spin automatically. And it's really cool. You're going to love them. Your family's going to love them. And it's a great, great gift idea. If you have not picked up a MOVA Globe and you're a Padres fan or a baseball fan, do it right now by clicking the link in the description down below and using promo code PWS10.
Yeah, get a MOVA Globe today. Get ready for the postseason. Get one of these bad boys if you're a Padres fan. or if you want to buy something for somebody for a present who's a big Padres fan, these are the best things to get. I mean, these are awesome. Great for your desk, great for a bookshelf, great for a nightstand, great for wherever. Pick up a Mova Globe today. PWS10 is our promo code. And there you go. Mova Globes are great. I mean, I love it. All those of the Dodger ones, crappy. Whatever.
Correct. Well said. Yeah. Click the link in the description down below.
Oh, man. I'm ready to freaking go, dude. I'm ready to freaking
Why don't you drive down? Drive down there right now. Park.
Honestly, it's not a bad idea.
Parking's going to be annoying.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a problem. But we did it in 2022. We got through it in 2022.
Yeah.
So if we can get through it in 2022, we can get through it in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I don't exactly remember what I did, but.
What's that? Were you? I think we might have had like credentials.
I did have credentials. For a couple games.
Yeah, I think that's how we parked, though.
Yeah. I forget. No, no, I did not park in the media parking lot. I remember that.
Must be nice. I'm just looking at some of these notes from today's. Like, they had like their media day down there, workout day, and a lot of people spoke. Have you seen the schedule tomorrow?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, like AJ Preller is going to speak with the media before game one, and obviously Mike Schilt will speak with the media, and then you've got, you know, like Manny Machado, and I mean, everyone's going to speak.
I really can't wait to hear from Braves player one and Braves player two.
Braves player two has really played well.
He has. I'm a little scared of him because he's been on a hot stretch.
Yeah, he's a switch hitter.
Yeah.
But I'm just looking at some of the notes.
12 hours ago called. They want their breaking news back.
What's the breaking news?
He said breaking news. Giants have parted ways with Farhan.
Oh, did they?
Oh, shit. No, really?
It's been at least 12 hours. Yeah. Regular season series, Padres took 4 of 7. They won 3 of 4 in Atlanta, lost 2 of 3 here. It was low scoring, by the way. They scored 26 runs in 7 games. Braves scored just 22 runs in 7 games. Braves, I mentioned this, 7 straight years in the postseason. They've only advanced past the NLDS one time. I don't think that's right. One other time, 2021 and 2020 in that run. I mean, their best player by WAR is out. It's Chris Sale, theoretically out. And then Marcelo Zuna has a 4.8 WAR. I mean, Freed's been really good. So is Lopez. See, that here's what scares me, and I don't think they're doing this, but just hear me out. If I'm Atlanta and I'm like, let me just throw everything out this and forget about these guys' health, forget about their futures.
Screw that. Yeah.
I would go Freed game one on 3 days rest, Ronaldo Lopez in game two on 1 day rest off throwing one inning today. He might have thrown 2 innings. I don't know, but that's what I would do.
Yeah, that was because a wild thing that happened today.
I can't wait around. I can't wait around for game two. Like,
yeah,
you know, we're still in good shape if we get to game two. I get that. And that's, I think their theory is going to be, if we steal game one, we're going to win this series. That's their theory. If we steal game one, we're going to win the series. If we lose game one, we've got a fighting chance with legitimate starting pitching, even without Chris Sale, because Max Fried and Ronaldo Lopez are legitimately good.
Right. Yeah, I honestly, John, have zero clue what the Braves are going to do. Like, we're going to find out what the Braves are going to do, I feel like, in real time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they going to push these guys? Are they not? Is Sale going to make an appearance or is he not? Is he on the roster? Is he not on the roster? So, yeah, I mean, there's not many, like, great options for the Braves right now. I know, James, I'm just fucking with you. There's not many great options right now for the Braves, but I mean, there's still options that are scary, like the Max Fried situation, whenever he pitches, Ronaldo Lopez, whenever he gets out there. Yeah, I mean, look, we're going to find out in real time. I just think that right now, whoever the Padres face tomorrow, if it's a no name, let me check on that. If it's like an Ian Anderson or whoever the hell's the other guy's name you said, I mean, I just...
Well, that's what the beef is saying here. It says rumors Brave starting AJ Smith-Shawver. And that's very possible. And he made one appearance in the big leagues this year, and he went 4 1/3 scoreless innings.
I would feel very good about their chances. Yeah,
the guy's made 7 career big league appearances, and he is 21. So maybe there's an upside there because he obviously is a legitimate prospect if he's made 7 big league appearances by the age of 21. But, I mean, I'll take my chances with Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. against a 21-year-old starter facing the crowd and the lineup and everything that goes into postseason baseball.
I just want, like, visualize, like, a lion who is hungry and on the prowl, and their mouth is just, like, salivating, and they see this wounded animal in the wild. Like, I'm visualizing that being the Padres tomorrow. That's what I want them to be.
Wait, you're envisioning the Padres being a lion eating an animal?
Like eating their prey who's wounded and holding nothing back and showing no mercy.
And just like going guts and stuff?
And just going out there. Yeah, it's called the circle of life, John. And just going out there.
Disgusting.
And just stepping on their throats, putting a 4 spot up in the first inning. Fuck it. And just ripping their hearts out. Giving them no chance of life. And then quick and easy, we're done with you. Moving on to the Dodgers series. Yeah, it's a gruesome like visual to have.
It really was.
But you know, at the same time, if you put it into like a baseball context and term, I mean,
you don't mean literally.
I don't mean like I don't want Manny Machado to go out there and like gut Matt Olson at first base.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification. Sean, appreciate the super chat. He says, sad D-backs fan here. Oh, sorry about that, Sean. Right. I just want to reverse troll to right the world because a Padres fan trolled my chat. Best of luck to y'all. SD shows out. Appreciate that, Sean. I mean, I would say this about Arizona. Best scoring team in baseball out with 12 teams in the postseason. And you know this, Sean. They squander an opportunity. I mean, we'd be livid if the Padres had a 3-game series needing 2 wins to get in. Playing a team that would roll over like the Padres did Saturday and Sunday. It just didn't work out. Diamondbacks had a 60-game stretch where they were amazing. The other 100 games, they weren't. That was the problem for them. They had that amazing stretch. They just could not maintain it over the final couple weeks of the season. It was a good enough season, but considering they were in the World Series last year, that's got to be ultra disappointing. And to count on the Mets or the Braves to sweep today, it just wasn't going to happen because we watched how it played out.
I mean, they have nobody to blame but themselves. The Padres laid down on Saturday and you couldn't capitalize. You lost to Brandon Lockridge. I mean, you deserve to miss out on the postseason when you are giving up home runs in a must-win game to Brandon Lockridge. No offense to Brandon Lockridge, love you guy, but
dude, don't make Sean feel worse.
You get my point. I'm trying not to. I'm just giving you how it is, man. I mean, they fucked up.
Sean, do you have I'm just curious. Do you have a Diamondbacks channel? Is that what you're saying here?
Do you?
And if so, what's it called? Because I'm just
the
curious.
Host of the Diamondbacks wrap-up show?
And if you're the host of the Diamondbacks wrap-up show, we want 10%. I want 10% of all wrap-up shows.
Yeah.
Way to get...
It's not copyrighted or anything, so who cares?
He looks pretty sad. Way to kick a guy who's down. Yeah, you're like, they deserve that. They suck.
He knows it. I'm not telling anything. I'm not saying anything that he doesn't already know.
He knows. I mean, that's you can't lose a series, the final series of the year. Oh, he rides with PHNX D-backs. Okay, I think I've seen that channel along the way. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. PHNX. Subscribe.
So you're on content show. This is not a PG show.
No. Well, because of Jim.
I just talk about eating like a injured animal in the wild.
Right. And cursing constantly.
Yes.
But other than that, all this? Yeah. Have you seen all this talk? There's so much talk about the Arizona Diamondbacks moving to Utah. I think they're using it as leverage to get stadium facility upgrades. There's been lot of discussion.
That place is a shithole.
Yeah, but they can't move to Utah. They were in the World Series last year. They've only been around for 25 or 30 years. Phoenix is one of the top 5 cities in the country in terms of population. Come on, figure it out, guys.
Here's the thing. I do not care.
Oh, he meant post-game show, not PGA.
Oh. Sorry.
I don't care either, but the freaking hockey team moved to Utah.
I don't care.
I love how we're always like, if it doesn't impact us, we don't care. We're like, oh, whatever his name of the A's, he's the worst owner ever. Oh, Dean Spanos is the worst over. Oh, Diamondbacks, who cares? Move. Nobody cares. Who cares? Who
cares?
Who cares? Joshua says D-backs lost too. And thank you, Joshua. D-backs lost the El Paso Chihuahuas on Saturday. It wasn't as simple as that, but kind of, yes. Because it was who? Vasquez and Lockridge and
Randy Vasquez went six innings, gave up one hit.
And it was five hitless to start.
Donovan Solano went 4-for-5 in the game with a two-run homer in the ninth inning. Brandon Lockridge had a home run. Kyle Higashioka had a home run. Scored five spot in the ninth. And they were playing their backups. I don't think Manny played. I don't think Tatis played. Wild. Kick his dog, too.
Man, you guys are...
I would never kick a dog.
Nobody's saying like, man, you guys really threw that thing away. That was pathetic. That was terrible.
Fuck.
How can you?
How could you do that, Sean? Come on, man. Be better than that.
How are you going to sleep this offseason, man?
Did Manny play Saturday? I don't know. I wasn't watching. All I saw was Brandon Lockridge got a home run because people were tagging me and thought it was like the greatest thing ever.
Donovan Solano, homeward.
Yeah, that's great.
That game as well.
What's the lineup tomorrow? Anything?
The eighth, the standard. I mean, it's predictable. Higgy's catching, your normal lineup. What would change with the Arises and the Toddies and the Mannies and the Thises and the I mean, what's going to change?
Probably nothing, honestly.
I mean, does it matter if it's a righty or a lefty? Maybe.
If it's a lefty, then you're for sure having Solano in there. If it's a righty, we'll see the splits or we'll see go with. If it's Solano or if it's Peralta as your DH, or if they want to have Solano be at first. Yeah, they're just like, fuck it. We're going to put Nicky Ahmed out there.
Nicky.
I don't think Nicky Ahmed's making the postseason roster.
Well, what about Lockridge?
I think Brandon Lockridge will 100% make the postseason.
Because he runs like the wind?
Correct. He has an 80 speed, John.
He does. Did you know that?
I did know that. Yeah. 80 speed, bro. Isn't that wild? Brandon Lockridge a month and a half ago was like, doo-doo-doo, and now he's playing in a postseason game at Lockridge Echo Park.
Overweighty?
Yeah, dude. I would choose Lock. Now, can they have both?
I don't know. Nor do I care, to your point. It's like if the Diamondbacks move to Utah. I mean, do we really care? Is the series going to be decided by that decision?
Right. They're not going to have
the answers. No.
Tyler Wade have to pinch hit like the ninth inning down by a run.
I mean, if this is true, this is kind of scary. If this is the guy that's the X factor.
He's not the X factor. But, hey, if you're down and you need a stolen base, like, and you have like Donovan Solano at first base. Perfect.
Yeah. I agree. All right, real quick, doing a reminder of viewers about our friends over at Underdog Fantasy. Great time to sign up, by the way. MLB postseason starts tomorrow. Play along with the pick'ems, including Padres pick'ems. Chances to win 325 times your money in a single night. Use promo code PODSWRAP by clicking the link in the description down below. You're getting a 50% deposit match up to $1,000. They'll match up to $1,000 in bonus cash. All you got to do is use promo code PODSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP, the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. It really is. You can play across sports, NFL, college football, Major League Baseball postseason, NHL starts this week, NBA is coming. So a great time to sign up. They have gimme picks. I think Jim said earlier today, he'll have it for you in a minute. Half total yard for someone this upcoming weekend.
Wait to listen.
I didn't listen. It was like half total yard for Torrey Holt or something. So use promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP. Take advantage of that Torrey Holt offer, Kurt Warner. If Marshall Faulk rushes for a half yard, you're going to win big. Use promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP. Click the link in the description down below. Maybe Oz Hakeem. Was it a half total yard?
Yeah, Marshall Faulk higher than 80 total rushing yards. It was Tyreek Hill, by the way. He almost did not have higher than a half total yard receiving tonight, by the way.
Come on. What do you have?
He had
a quarterback, Jim.
Correct. I know this. But Tyreek Hill tonight, or not. Yeah, Tyreek Hill. 4 for 23.
Great. Why didn't you start a channel?
And his long was 17. So
why don't you start a show called His Long Was 17?
He had three receptions for 6 yards.
That's well over a half yard, though.
It is, but still, 3 for 6 yards.
And he had the 17-yarder.
Take away the 17-yarder, 3 for 6.
This is such a funny and great question. Will Kyle Higashioka have a catcher's interference in the postseason? I say absolutely. Every time I watch, he has one. It's amazing. That is a little scary. And by the way, I mean, he had that amazing month.
He's not had a great...
That was like his season, right?
Yeah, it was.
He's a good defender, though. I like him as a defender. He can cut down the run game. He calls good games. He's starting every game.
Just damn near every game, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless something happens. Trying to look. So, Kyle Higashioka. It's crazy. Dude hit 17 home runs this year. Wild.
Yeah, like 17 of them in like 1 month.
Yeah, he has a postseason home run under his record, by the way. The Yankees.
Okay.
What was the month he just like fucking balled out?
June? May or June?
June and July. June, he had, Jesus, he had an 804 slug.
Yeah.
hit 8 home runs in the month of fucking June.
Yes.
And then July, he cooled off to a 500 slug, hit 280 the month, had an 833 OPS. And then August, he also did well. I mean, he maintained his 500 plus slugging percentage in August. He hit 519 slug in August with 4 home runs, 10 RBIs. And then September, he fell off a cliff. He fell off a cliff in September. But
I trust in him. Again, you don't need crazy offense from your catcher. You'll take it.
Dude, he's a guy.
I'll take him for his defense.
Yeah, defensively for sure. And just make sure you move back a little bit beyond the plate. Offensively,
farther back.
Offensively, I mean, he's absolutely a threat because he can, you know, hit one out at any moment. He can run anyone for sure.
Absolutely. No, I agree. I completely agree. I wouldn't be shocked at all if he hit a home run in this upcoming series against Atlanta. Every so often, thank you for the super chat. He says, love me some Higgy. Kyle, Higmeister, energy. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm all for Higgy. I'm just saying a lot of the numbers felt like they were based on like a 6-week run, but no, he's had a great year. There's no question.
Like, it was like 2.5 months where he was really, really good offensively.
Yeah. So. Really, really, really. Yeah, JD Gaucho, thank you, man, for your support of the channel. Thanks for hanging out. As always, says Braves and Mets dual playoff celebration was a sight. They actually kind of like commiserated on field tonight after both making the postseason, which is like uber weird and reminds you of like a Mookie Betts Fernando Tatis Jr. podcast during the Dodger series.
Like everything worked out for both fan bases where both teams make it. They don't face each other. The next time they would face each other would be a CS, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a little awkward. If I'm the D-backs, I'm like, holy shit, I'm gonna fucking blow a gasket here. Cause you know, whoever won the first game was gonna punt the game too. That's exactly what happened.
But I mean the D-back, I'm not blowing a gasket. That's their fault, dude.
It's their fault, but at the same time, you're like,
well, you hey, why aren't you throwing Luis Severino? Because we made the playoffs, guys, and you didn't. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, fair is fair.
And it's wild, too, that a team that led the league in runs scored and won 89 games missed out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you told me a team wins 89 games and misses out in the National League, I'd be like, what the hell happened?
I agree.
And last year was 84. I mean, they had
Yeah, 84.
Yeah. They had 84 wins last year. They made the World Series. They had 89 wins this year, and they're out. They don't even make it. That's
kind of like karma. Wild. How do you make the World Series with 84 wins?
How's that karma?
Because like they shouldn't have been in the World Series with 84 wins. Because teams with 84 wins shouldn't be in the World Series.
Karma is when you do something bad. Like you.
Exactly. The bad thing they did was win 84 games.
Oh, okay. And that they made the World Series. Sorry.
Yeah. That's what I mean, kind of. JD Gasher, thank you. He says, wish the Padres and Dodgers had that. The dual celebration and they celebrate together on field.
I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind.
Jumping like in a huddle, like, hey, guys.
Yeah. Mookie and Tatis can just like jump around together, give hugs and take pictures and like swap jerseys.
Ridiculous.
Do like an on field podcast during the celebration.
Hilarious. John Fields, what's up, man? Thank you for the super chat. He says he'll see us Wednesday. I'll see you fellas on Wednesday, going to the game tomorrow, drinking on Wednesday to cope with the Padres win or loss. Hey, listen, you can see us Tuesday and Wednesday, John, if you want. We're going to be at the Knotty Barrel, 9th and Market. Great spot. We're outside, but there's indoor, outdoor. Jim's always eating burgers there. Or I don't even know what he's eating. Snickers and tasty cakes. And
you serious right now?
Twinkies. Fried Twinkies.
Yeah, I'm eating burgers. I'm eating French fries. I'm eating delicious chicken tendies. I'm having like peanut butter shots.
Okay.
And then also fried Twinkies. So yeah, come on down. Fried Twinkies, delicious. By the way, the chicken tendies they have there, I think they're underrated. Those are some damn good chicken tendies. Chicken tenders.
Why are you calling them that?
I just like doing that.
Calvin says, do they have kombucha and tofu? They have kombucha.
And they did make John a special like vegan salad the other day.
It wasn't special. It's on the menu. It was good.
Yeah, they had to make it because they never make that.
Yes, they do.
Like, we've never made this before.
This is Southern California. There's a lot of people like me.
Mm-hmm. being extra weird tonight.
Fries are really good there.
Oh, so good. Very good. Fries are delicious. Chicken tenders are very, very good. Fried Twinkie off the chart. The smash burgers only during happy hour, but I believe that's Friday through Sunday.
I thought it was weekdays.
We'll have to figure that one out, but
oh great.
4 p.m. is usually when their happy hour starts, 4 to 6,
but maybe not tomorrow per gym.
Well, they don't do barbecue on the weekdays. They only do it Friday, Saturday until it's gone, so you can't get a smash burger with the brisket on it on a weekday.
Is Friday not a weekday?
That kicks off the weekend, John.
I love how the beef is asking me, why am I a vegan? It's kind of ironic. Because I don't eat meat.
Because he's soft.
Yeah. That's right. All right. Here's the deal. But
Knotty Barrel spelled K-N-O-T-T-Y.
Join us tomorrow from 2 to 5:30 from the Knotty Barrel. K-N-O-T-T-Y. Yes. Not naughty like you've been a bad.
You've been a bad boy. I'm going to spank you.
Join us tomorrow from 2 to 5:30. San Diego Sports 760, iHeartRadio app. We're on YouTube. Search for John and Jim 760, or just come hang. And when you hang, open up the app. Turn on the iHeartRadio app. You could listen to us. And then we'll have a wrap-up show for you tomorrow night. We're thinking 9:30. Game one starts at 5:38. Probably ends at, 8:30, something like that. So we'll have a wrap-up show for you at normal time, 9:30 Pacific. Hopefully the Padres on their way to a series win, but we have you covered all day long tomorrow. Get downtown, hang with us, watch the stuff, support the channels, support the shows, and we will do it again tomorrow. Game one, Padres, Braves. Here we go.
Let's go.
All right. Where did we get on subscribers? Because I'm literally going to, I might delete the channel.
Well,
I'm going to delete the channel.
Delete the channel because we are not at 7,200 yet. Look, here's the thing. We have almost 500 people watching us tonight, and I would bet you that they all subscribe.
You tell me everyone that watches the channel is a subscriber? No. That doesn't make any sense.
No, I'm sure our boy Sean in Arizona is not like, man, I'm going to subscribe to this show, even though I'm a D-Bags fan.
Why? He had a super chat. Why wouldn't he?
I don't know.
Okay. Blake Matthews says pushing a button is hard. Yeah, like it's free. Oh.
Sean says he's gonna subscribe. Subscribe. I'm not leaving until you subscribe.
Thank you, Sean.
Subscribe now.
Quan says he can't subscribe. Okay, we got to cut. We're up to within 25. We're within 24 of 7,200. If they win the World Series, are we going to get to 10K?
We better get to 10K if they make the World Series.
Why are you talking like that?
Unforgivable. I don't know.
Yeah, this is a good idea, Jim. Why don't we do that?
Yes, I have a better idea. How about tomorrow we only talk NFL?
Okay.
Now we will have Will Brinson on the show, but
oh, great!
But he's also it's a sponsored segment, so you know we got to do it, and we love Will. So,
Sean subscribed. Appreciate you, man.
Subscribe to our channel. Do it now.
James subscribed out of fear. This is smart. How about this?
Hello?
What are you doing?
Oh, God. Stand by.
My computer died. My computer got so hot it overheated. It shut down the ports.
I don't know what happened.
Jeez. Yeah, and I'm using my new computer tonight.
No, you're not.
You're right, I'm not.
You returned it.
Did I?
You said you did, I think.
I said I was going to. What was it? Say Naughty Barrel with the Mickey Mouse voice out. Okay.
Go to the Naughty Barrel tomorrow at 2 p.m. We'll get you ready for Padres baseball. Oh, boy.
That was good.
Also subscribe now.
I like that, Eddie. Unsubscribing and subscribing again. Iron right, Swan says he'll unsub if we get any more Charger talk.
Well, don't worry.
How about Herbert's high ankle, man? I'm worried. Brent, just subscribe.
Thank you, Brent, for subscribing.
See, this is smart. It should be Padres Chargers Conference Realignment Channel.
This motherfucker is sending me like
UTEP.
UTEP shit. And I'm like, dude, I literally don't care. Like, what did you send me this morning? And I was like,
no, it was tonight.
No, but didn't you send me something this morning too?
I don't know. Maybe.
If it was up to John, there'd be probably a lot of comments or realignment talk somewhere.
Not in this channel, dude. I'm very much stick to the topic.
I said somewhere.
This is John. This is my burner, Jim.
It's like UTEP. Who cares about it? John, you're writing that in the chat.
Oh, man. All right. Are we out of here?
Yeah, we outie.
The beef said nothing worse. Oh, nothing. God. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Get downtown. Naughty Barrel. N-A-U-G-H-T-Y. Look it up. We'll see you tomorrow. 2 p.m.
N-A-U-G-H-T-Y. Naughty. Ha ha.
I don't know what happened here. Goodbye.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and healthcare. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.